CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and we're headed to a lunar lander. However, in order to get there, we have to have contracts from NASA. This is an ambition to be completed in these next years. However, I've lost count of how many contracts have been handed out. Bob, I did not know there were now five. Is this going to be larger still? Are they still growing these contracts?
No, I'm not sure what this is. What NASA announced is that it's issued five design contracts. These are preliminary design contracts, you know, to do the preparatory concept design work for manned lunar landers, which seems strange. You know, they awarded Starship that contract to build a lunar lander using Starship. NASA does want to have competition. It doesn't want to depend on just one company. And there's a lot of infrastructure related to those landers that's going to have to be designed. So what NASA did is it put aside $146 million, and it awarded five companies contracts in small amounts relative to this kind of work to do design, preliminary design work on the various things you need, such as mission reassurance requirements, interfaces, safety, crew health accommodations, medical capabilities. This is like the accessories needed to the lander itself. And they gave it to five different companies. SpaceX got the smallest amount, about $9 million. Four other companies got much larger amounts, from ranging from $40 million to $25 million. Of the four companies, two, all of them were big space, Dynetics, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Blue Origin, and Dynetics. Dynetics and Blue Origin were the two finalists that lost to SpaceX in that Starship contract award. And to a certain extent, this contract, design contract, this small money awards, is NASA trying to placate and also sustain these other companies in their work to build, develop landers. NASA's trying to encourage competition to SpaceX with this. There's no doubt about that. It is also, by the amount of monies awarded to the different companies, I think making a point to Blue Origin, because of the four non-SpaceX winners in this contract, Blue Origin got the least. And I think they got the least because NASA's basically not really happy with the fact that Blue Origin isn't building anything. It's mainly spending its money in court, firing off protests and lawsuits when decisions go against them. And that's not a good way to make a rocket company. And I think that point is being made here by SpaceX.
Bob, is this in the literature now? Because there are a lot of really smart nerds writing about space engineering. That Blue Origin is taking upon itself the villain role? Is that why?
They're making themselves look that way. The optics, they continue to play stupid optics to make themselves look that way. And that's just a mistake. I wish they would stop. I wish they would just stop building things and make themselves look good again. They once looked really good. I should point out that a lot of this money and work is really, this is crony capitalism. It's payoffs to these big companies to keep them in NASA's staple, because to be honest, a lot of this stuff should be done by these companies with their own dollar and research and development money, and it shouldn't come from NASA at all. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But I will point out, Boeing got nothing. It didn't even bid on this, and even if it had, I don't think it would have won a contract because it's done so poorly in recent bids as well as with its Starliner capsule.
Curiosity, the original roving SUV on the surface of Mars, Bob returns this to Curiosity's quest with another spectacular picture of an alien landscape.
Yeah, this picture just came down off the pike, and I saw it and said, oh, I got to post this, because it really shows exactly where the rover is heading in the coming months. Right now, they've paused at the base of this giant, spectacular rock outcrop, 100 feet high, to drill, and they're doing their 33rd drill. But this picture, it shows mountains and cliffs, and it shows, I indicated, with a red dotted line exactly where they'll be going in the coming months. And it's just going to keep getting better and better, John. There's no doubt about that. And you can see I have an overview map to say the long-term travels. And once again, it'll just keep getting better and better. And so the tourist in me, I just like it. I like it because we get to see
what
that.
Creates those odd constructions that look like a sudden rise. It looks like Monument Valley in Utah. What is that from a crater that was created by
John, we don't know. That's part of the research going on. This is the evolution of Mars over ages, and the process that makes that is one of the things that we really do not yet understand, and we only can gather data.
So what I'm looking at is unsolved. Is that what?
Yes, yes. Absolutely right.
And where curiosity is headed, we've never been. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black, and he's exploring things that we don't have language to describe. It does look like Monument Valley, sort of shorter. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.